No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Friday. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. It's September 25th, 2020, and yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott held a news conference announcing new legislative proposals he described as aimed at protecting law enforcement officers as well as Texas communities. Essentially, it was a wish list of increased penalties and new crimes that would require jail time for certain offenses committed at protests. This is beginning to offer up some clues about the upcoming legislative session set to begin in January, so reports Dallas Morning News Austin Bureau Chief Robert Garrett. Bob, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
My pleasure, David, as always.
Governor Abbott yesterday announcing several proposals that would add new criminal sanctions for what he described as rioting and other behaviors that have been associated with some recent protests. Quickly, what's known about what the governor's proposing here, and how does this fit in with what he's proposed recently when it comes to police funding and protections?
Well, we should note from the outset that this is in the context of a campaign, and he wants to talk about riots while Democrats want to talk about COVID. He has had several, as you noted, plays on the police, defunding the police and law and order themes lately. Yesterday's was all about stopping what he said was revolving door arrests that we had seen in Dallas during the riots that occurred earlier this year. He would just basically upgrade punishments for a whole host of things like injuring property and police and hitting cops during a riot. And so it's kind of one of those things that maybe fits in the category of popular at the time, and we'll see if it leads to mass incarceration 20 years later, but maybe only if we have a lot of domestic unrest.
And so the governor's focusing a lot of attention on what Republicans are strategizing around law and order issues as they see it. But we're still in a pandemic. In fact, 15,000 Texans have died now from COVID-19 since March. And inevitably, that issue is going to be taking up a lot of lawmakers' time as well when they return for the next legislative session. How do you see this sort of setting up as we head toward that opening of the session?
Well, there'll be a certain amount of fighting the last war, and that is, you know, the battles that Greg Abbott had with some local county judges and mayors over going too far on mask orders and COVID orders. This Republican legislature will look back, I think, at the powers of county judges and during emergencies. Of course, from his right flank, Greg Abbott is receiving criticism for being overreaching, and so he'll get some criticism. So there'll be some discussion of COVID disasters and powers to shut down business.
Well, what are you hearing from lawmakers or those close to the Capitol about how the legislature might address some of these public health considerations around COVID-19 and the economic recession, too, caused by the pandemic?
Well, the budget cuts are going to be severe, so there's going to be discussions of how to get maybe some new revenue. Just in terms of the actual logistics of the legislative session, we're hearing that they're so concerned about safety that on the Senate side, they're thinking about just using two of their 16 committee rooms, and that would really narrow down how many bills could be heard if you're only using two rooms. We haven't gotten that confirmed. The leaders are very quiet about their plans, but in general, that would sort of lead to don't have hearings on bills that are divisive and not going anywhere.
I'm curious, though, because we hear from so many listeners about the rainy day fund. And the comment quite often is as simple as, if this isn't a rainy day, what is? Do you see that fund being tapped to try to offset some of these budget shortfalls?
Yeah, and you know, they generally grab some of it. It's become a hot button issue as to whether you use as much as Democrats would like. They're going to use a lot of it. But David, we have a little bit more than $8 billion in the rainy day fund after some required transfers. And this shortfall could be, you know, $10, $15, $20 billion because of the pandemic. So I think it's a given. They'll go to the rainy day fund, and we may even have discussions of things that have been off the table, such as Medicaid expansion. That, of course, is if the Supreme Court doesn't knock down Obamacare before the legislature convenes in January.
Of course, there's another huge unknown, and that's whether or not the state house flips to Democrats, which is, well, many Texas Democrats certainly see it this way, a possibility, a very real possibility. Could that upset all these priorities?
Well, it would make the budget fight in particular more dramatic because the Democrats want more spending on social programs. They want more health care access. The Democrats will fight Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick or whoever is arguing for a slimmed down agenda and coming back and doing stuff in special sessions. The Democrats, the leader in the House, Chris Turner, confirmed to me that we want a wide open agenda because our power, members' powers, are at their peak in a regular session, not in a special session where the governor controls the agenda.
Bob Garrett is Austin bureau chief for the Dallas Morning News. Read all about it. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Bob, thanks as always.
Thank you.